WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With the blessing of King Charles to form a government now achieved, Labour leader Keir Starmer has officially become the Prime Minister of Great Britain, ending 14 years of Conservative rule. Rishi Sunak, the outgoing Prime Minister, offering his resignation to King Charles. Hurricane Beryl has made landfall just northeast of Tulum, Mexico. Maximum sustained winds now 110 miles an hour, making it a Category 2 storm. The government's June employment report is due in about an hour from the Labor Department. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Employers created 272,000 jobs in May. The June report is expected to show a gain of 190,000, still historically strong, but much smaller, and a sign that the economy may be starting to cool. Look for the jobless rate to remain 4%.
The economy, one of the big issues in the presidential campaign. President Biden expected to talk about it during campaign stops in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today. The president also talking about last week's debate performance with ABC's George Stephanopoulos today. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The suspect in a homicide that happened early Thursday morning was arrested in Madison, according to the Columbus Police Department. An initial call came into the department around 1:30 a.m. about fireworks. When police arrived on the scene, they found a man with gunshot wounds. Officials attempted emergency aid on the man, and police stated the victim died at a health clinic. Officers identified a suspect as they investigated, also reviewed video camera footage. Police arrested the man just before 2 p.m. in Madison. The Madison Police Department reported its officers and members of the Madison Police Department SWAT team took the suspect into custody at a hotel on the 2100 block of East Springs Drive on the city's east side. The suspect was then turned over to the Columbus Police Department for their investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Sleeping all alone.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, Finn, here we are. It's Friday, the day after the 4th of July. We might be the only ones up and actually doing anything right now, but here we are, entertaining the masses because we're told that's what we should do on the Friday after the 4th of July.
Extra coffee for me, that's definitely.
Right.
But
that's right. Mm-hmm. You know, having that day off and then trying to come back right away on Friday. That's why I hate holidays in the middle of the week. They kind of suck, don't they? Just for that reason. So hopefully, if you're up with us this morning, you're feeling the same amount of pain that we are, and you didn't have too much fun on your 4th of July celebration. I mean, some fun is good. Too much, not
too much,
great.
Yeah. Why can't we do something about that and just have all holidays be on the weekend or an extended holiday weekend where we don't have to worry about working the next day?
That might be the one thing that Congress could agree on. The one thing, because I'm sure they probably, well, they don't work. That's why they don't care about the rest of us. They've been off for like all summer, you know, kind of thing. So that's why they don't care about the rest of us who have to be up this morning and trying to do the work thing. But hopefully everybody had a great day, enjoyed a little barbecuing, some time with friends, family, and just relaxing a whole lot too, celebrating the birth of America and gaining independence. So some pretty cool stuff. I like the 4th of July. Now, I don't get all patriotic like a lot of people do. I'm probably not pulling out the red, white, and blue clothing. And, you know, I can do without the cowboy hat with the stars and stripes on it kind of thing. But I really do love the 4th of July. I think it's a whole lot of fun. I think there's really always a good reason to celebrate it. And anytime you can include some grilling and, you know, some time with the friends and the family, I think that makes it all the better. Now, was it just you guys on your 4th of July celebration? Because I know Phoenix this week, he turned 15 and he was a little bummed that the older brothers couldn't be around because of their work schedule. Were any of them able to make it your direction, or are they all staying put for the 4th of July weekend?
He is having two of his brothers come up tomorrow. They'll be
nice.
Up. So, kind of a late birthday celebration with them. And the other two, like mine, well, Taylor is still dealing with Sage.
Aww.
And Sage is, you know, I mean, she's still on lockdown in the house because of the heartworm. So they won't be able to really do anything until August.
Okay.
But he'll have two of his big brothers.
Nice.
Spend some time with him. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So he's going to have a great, I mean, the birthday celebration is kind of like in your house, how we do it at our house. The birthday is one day, but the celebration actually continues for days on end.
Yeah. Now, some of those in the household have longer celebrations than some of the other.
Yes, I'll raise my hand for that. I'm one of those. I'm one of those people. Birth month. That's what I like to celebrate. Uh-huh. Birth month is my month. That is where I get to celebrate all things me. If we're choosing somewhere to eat, it's where I want to eat. Now, does it always work like that? No. Do I get people to help me? No. Nobody cares. In fact, when September rolls around and I start reminding them that birth month is coming, I just get a lot of eye rolls and groans, but that's okay. It's my special month.
You call it. See, now I would much rather have that. I prefer that than those people that just kind of say, I don't want to do anything for my birthday. Don't get me anything. I don't want to celebrate it. Forget about it. Just keep it out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, see, I have a hard time with that. My husband's like that. I mentioned it earlier this week, if you caught it on the morning show. He quit celebrating his birthday when he turned 30. He thinks that he doesn't have to have any more birthdays after that. And see, that doesn't work for me. I feel like everybody needs one day.
Everybody needs a celebration.
You need one day.
Yeah.
And now here's the other thing I'll say. Like, I have a friend who had a really awful 16th birthday, okay? A really awful 16th birthday where she actually lost a parent on her 16th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So birthdays for her have always been really awful and hard. So instead of celebrating her birthday on her actual birthday, she has picked a day later in the year that was actually a good day for her. And every year that's the day that we celebrate her, just because, you know, it's harder for her on her birthday. And I totally understand that. And there's some people who have those reasons why they don't want to celebrate their birthday, but everybody deserves one special day out of the year where it's just about them, right? Where it's just only about you, and we get to celebrate what an incredible human being you are. And I see, it just, it doesn't sit well with me. Like, you day. I don't care if you call it birthday. Call it you day. Yeah. Call it me day, yeah, depending on who's celebrating with you. I don't care. But everybody deserves that special day. So it's
and is
cool
it
that,
just because he's getting older? Is it really
yes,
just the
getting? Yes. Okay. He does not want to be old. He does not want to be old, which inevitably, as I've tried to remind him, is not something he can stop.
And age is just a number, right?
That's right. That's right. Now, if you ask him how old he actually feels, he's going to tell you it's way beyond his 46 years, is essentially what he's going to tell you. But honestly, whatever. And, you know, I try to remind him that we get better. We're like wine. We age. We get better exactly. with time, just like wine. And then he just looks at me and he goes, you know what else ages? Cheese. Cheese gets moldy. That's his. That's how he handles the conversation.
So are you the optimist and he's the pessimist in this
It depends
marriage,
on the or? Situation because I can be very glass, you know, there's the glass half full people, half empty people. It depends on the situation. I can go between them depending on what the circumstances are. And sometimes he's the opposite. When it comes to birthdays, we are complete polar opposites in how we want to celebrate them and how we acknowledge them. You know, on actual life situations, he's probably more optimistic usually than I am. But I've talked about this. I'm one of those people who plays out the scenarios in my head. So I know how I will handle the worst case scenario to, oh, it's just a minor blip in the road kind of thing. Because that's what I do. Do I have any control over it? No. Is it stupid? Probably. It makes me feel better at the time. He is one of those let the chips fall, let's see what happens, we'll make decisions then kind of people, where I am just like, you know, I've talked about this. If I get a hangnail, like, I might as well be dead. Like, plan my funeral. It's something nefarious. It's horrible.
Yeah, you have a morbid
I do.
Sense.
I do.
Your brain goes to the worst it outcome does. Possible. Yeah.
Is that just me, though? Is that just me? I don't feel like
no,
that is.
No,
I hear that
no.
more and more from people. And I think, too, especially when you become a mom or a parent just in general, I mean, my husband doesn't do this because I do it enough for everybody in the household. But I think when you become a parent, and especially for moms, now, I don't know if Chris does this either, but if my kids go in for a stomach ache, I'm prepared for the worst case scenario ever, right? Like,
she totally does that. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, she has dreams that are so morbid. She'll tell me about them. And obviously, somebody is always dying or leaving or doing something. And it's just that morbid. But to be fair, see, now I'm less morbid, but I'm more of a negative. I have more of a negative reaction. Like, I'm a little bit of a cynic, but I'm more the kind of guy that's more of a complainer. Like, I'll go out to get coffee and then hear that the neighbor is out with his lawnmower. And then I'll be like, oh, boy, here we go. So
right.
This means a whole day of lawn maintenance with the loudest lawn maintenance equipment that you could possibly have.
Right.
And she will try to balance that. She'll try, let's not get all worked up. Maybe he won't, you know what I mean? She'll talk me down from the ledge. But it's not quite as morbid. It's just kind of cynic and negative.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it's just a mom thing where we go to the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah. Maybe it's just some of us moms. I don't know. But it's funny because I used to think I was the only one who did that. Like, I used to think that I was the only one who went to that worst case scenario. But it turns out that the more people I talk to as I get older, I'm not the only one. So it actually makes me feel a little bit better that I'm not the only one whose mind gets away from them a little bit, because I used to think that, like, I used to say to Corey, what is wrong with me? Like, I know it's nothing. It's just a head cold that we're going in for. It's probably something really stupid. They probably won't even be able to give him antibiotics. Like, in my head, I know logically that it's probably nothing, but then my mind starts wandering. And then all of a sudden it goes from a head cold with no antibiotics to what if they can't diagnose it, to all of a sudden, what if they have to have blood tests? And he's like, would you relax?
Chill out. Yeah. And the thing is you're not 100 years old, but the fact is that as we get older,
yes,
once we have to have those checkups, we become more and more nervous about going in, but we still have to have it done. But
yes.
Yeah. The slightest thing you could, you could immediately say, oh, no, this is right. going to be the worst case scenario and yes. I'm dying.
You know yes, I mean? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so funny because, you know, and here's the thing. I think I know why I do it. And there's a little psychology involved with it. Now, I've talked about my experience with doctors over the years, especially when I was diagnosed with endometriosis at a really young age. And there's a lot of really great stuff they can do for endo patients now. When I was 19, it was a whole different ballgame. There was hardly anything they could do if you had severe endometriosis. And because of that, and because people with endo don't always have outward symptoms, there were a lot of doctors who actually told me I was crazy. There were some doctors who actually wanted me to go through like psychiatric evaluations and things. So there's a little bit of that that comes into play for me as well. And then let's be honest, I know where my family genetics are. I know everybody who's passed away in my family and the causes of the family. And so I know where my genetics are. And I've even had to go as far as having some of those blood tests done for genetics. And I know what I'm predisposed to. So I think that's partially the other reason why my mind goes in a fully different direction, because we've never had the boys tested, only because I do panic so bad. Corey was like, it might just be better if you don't know, because you're never going to relax if you actually know what's going on.
Sure, but so, some of that stuff is just being cautious and just right? being preventative. I mean, taking steps to
I'm calling the
anything.
Funeral home. Yeah. I'm calling the funeral home. I'm going in and I'm like, oh,
that's a little much.
Boy.
Yeah.
So I have to logically walk myself down. And then you should see me when I have to get like a simple blood draw. It is like, I don't mind getting my blood drawn. It's the waiting for the results. Like, I am almost nauseous sick while I'm waiting for them. I've gotten a lot better over the years. It's not as bad as I used to be, but I'm like, oh my gosh, what if they find something? And then I realize, okay, this is not a healthy thing that you should be doing, so find something else to do with your time. So I have to really divert myself, and really I have to work really hard on those types of things, though. I really, really do. And I know it about myself. I, you know, we all have those little quirks about ourselves that annoy not only everybody else around us but ourselves.
Sure.
And that's one of my little quirks. So I'm sure there's much more. I've seen the comments people make about the morning show, so I'm sure there's a lot of other quirks that people have with me, but that's the one that drives me. That's like my beige flag. That's the term that the kids use now, like your beige flag, you know, the thing that is not normal about you, or you don't do like everybody else. Yeah, my medical stuff, that's a beige flag. That's totally a beige flag if you're using the terminology of the Gen Xers and stuff now, because that makes me seem
because
cool.
They don't have any there
right
their own, I'm sure.
Right, exactly. I just love that people are more apt at this point in time to admit their beige flags. That makes me feel better, right? You know, like, because we're not all perfect. We all have these weird hangups. We've all had trauma from something. You know, and it gets into your psyche a little bit. So I like that we're at a point where we can name it, call it a beige flag, make fun of it on social media, and then make fun of everybody else's beige flags too. It's all good. It's all good. Speaking of being cool, so this weekend, tomorrow night, in fact, the boys are going to be at Summerfest. They're going to go to Uzi Vert and all of the special guests he's going to have at Summerfest on the stage. So the other day I was told by my elder.
I am so out of the loop, man. Wow.
I told my mom the other night what concert they were going to. I was talking to her on the phone. She goes, what now?
Say what?
She goes, what did you just say? I said, Uzi Vert. She goes, Uzi Vert? And I said, just never mind. Like, I'm not going to try to explain it, right? I said, rap, hip hop. I said, that's his genre. But so I was told this week by my elder of the two boys that saying little Uzi Vert was just not cool, and that you just call him Uzi. You don't even use the last name. And he goes, and he looked at me and he goes, and let's face it, you could definitely use some help being cool. Gosh, right? I was like, dude, gauntlet in the sand. Like, come on now. Out of all the moms that you could have, your dad and I, your parents are not the most uncool people.
If they only knew, right? I mean, I'll have to say, when I was growing up, I definitely did not think my parents were cool at all.
Right.
But hearing your experiences when you're growing, I mean, your dad had you were riding in a sidecar and your dad had cycles. I mean, that sounds, they were going to Sturgis. I mean,
right?
To me, that sounds pretty cool, actually. But
now, when I was was 15, 16, so Phoenix, Dexter's age, no, nobody thinks their parents are cool, let's be honest. And then as I got into my 20s, I realized that, yeah, just what you're saying, my parents were awesome. This came from my 20-year-old. This came from my 20-year-old, not my 17-year-old. So that's why I think it was so shocking and actually left me speechless, because it came from the older of the two who should be starting to recognize the wisdom that Corey and I have. Mm-hmm. Not the uncoolness that he so thinks that we exude into the world.
We just can't win. We're never going to win.
I said to Corey, I said, it's time for the shawl, the cane, and my orthopedic shoes. I mean, that's what it's time for. I've got news for you, kiddo. You're going to be 21, and your dad and I are still only in our 40s, so we are way cool.
Well, does Corey get as much flack for being dad?
No. And let me tell
you. He's cool, you're not cool.
The man has dad jokes for days. Not good ones. Not even humorous ones. Not even ones where you go, oh yeah, that was kind of quippy and funny. No, they're just bad. He has dad jokes for days. And they actually laugh at those and think those are funny. But me saying little Uzi Vert is not cool and I need help in the... Come on now. Come on. I feel like there's some sort of like ganging up of the mom happening here. It's a good thing I have Aspen, because I'm certainly not getting any love from the boys of the house. That's
see, at least you can stay in the game. I can't even stay in the game anymore. I mean, honestly, it's partially our job to be up on pop culture and know the latest artists and everything. But wow, I got to be honest. There are so many times where I just check out, because it's just for me. As an old geezer, it's not cool. It's just not. It's like my perception of what is cool is at least, I'm going to say 70% of the time, not the same thing that my kids think is cool. So, yeah.
Oh, see, these are the plights of parents in the world right now. Nobody's listening to us talk about this because everybody's still asleep on the day after the 4th of July. But for anybody, those two people who are awake right now, you completely understand what we're talking about. All right, coming up here, we got to take a quick look at the forecast before we talk about what's coming up. We are looking at potentially a pretty nice Saturday for tomorrow. I mean, it's been kind of on and off this summer, so hopefully we get one nice day in there. We're going to have more details on your forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Of course, more of your favorite music on this Friday morning. And also, Finn, don't forget, we've got the big birthday list coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. It's that weekend one. We always know it's a big one. It's always a long one. But if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop BaraboomOtors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Keep
Addicted to Love, there's Robert Palmer. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, whether you're one of those really smart people who decided that they were going to take an extra day off to have a four-day 4th of July weekend, or if you're like Finn and I, still toughing it out, just waiting for the weekend to roll around, either way, we are glad that you are joining us this morning. And maybe those of us toughing it out, just a little jealous of those who are sleeping in this morning. Just a little. I mean, we're not going to hold it against you too badly, though. Hopefully you had a great 4th of July celebration and it wasn't cut too short by Mother Nature. More moisture, right? I mean, we get it. You're powerful. You can do things at will, but enough with the rain already. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of a reprieve later today into tomorrow. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, if your 4th of July celebrations were cut short, obviously you weren't alone. There was a lot of people who didn't get to do the home displays and a lot of city displays. Those were canceled or postponed. In fact, in Baraboo, they are going to try to have the Festival Foods fireworks display over at the UW platform. Bill Baraboo Sauk County campus tonight at dusk. You can follow the Baraboo's Facebook page or the City of Baraboo Facebook page for updates and more information. And of course, we'll bring some updates to you here on Max FM. In the meantime, let's talk fireworks, shall we? Nothing says America like blowing things up. And apparently, according to a new poll of 1,000 people, we should maybe legalize fireworks in the country. In fact, some said maybe we should. 41% said yes, 35% say no, 24% of people say they're not quite sure. Turns out men are far more likely to think fireworks should be legal everywhere than women. 50% of men said yes, 32% of women said no. And if you ask your pets, this would be a much different survey because I'm pretty sure 0% of them would say yes, have things booming over my head all the time. Even Aspen, who's not afraid of those things, will once in a while look up like, is the sky actually going to fall on me right now? So I get it. Hopefully, though, there were no trips to the emergency room yesterday if you were one of those people who got off a home display before Mother Nature unleashed all of the rain once again. Speaking of that rain, we're going to have a detailed look at your forecast in just a moment. It looks like maybe by this afternoon, we're going to lose some of this moisture and then give way to a little bit of sun. Tomorrow should be a very pleasant day. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the finale their series to the Colorado Rockies by the final counts of 4-3 at Coors Field last night. The Brewers fell behind 3-0, but would rally with two runs in the fourth and then another in the sixth to tie the matchup, but then gave up the game winner in the bottom of the sixth. Tobias Myers takes the loss, giving up 4 earned over 6 innings on 8 hits while striking out 5. The Crew and the Rockies split the 4-game series, each winning 2 matchups. The Brewers now head to LA to start a 3-game weekend set with the Dodgers. Newly acquired Aaron Civale goes to the bump tonight. He'll be opposed by Tyler Glasnow. On to minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Wisconsin shuts out Beloit by the final count of 9-0. The Timber Rattlers entertain the Skycarp again tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 99.7.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, Finn, on this Friday, I think we have to do a little celebrating, as if, you know, the 4th of July holiday and festivities yesterday was not enough. Birthdays always continue, and of course, we've got our big weekend list that we need to go through, especially on the celebrity side. But before we jump into that, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, birthday or anniversary, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So we're going to start right here at the top with Paul DeVecchio. You know him best as Paulie D. He was on Jersey Shore way back in the day. He was kind of the start of all reality TV there on MTV. He is 43 years old this weekend. We also have the singer for Lifehouse, Jason Wade. Remember their one big hit, Hanging by a Moment? He is celebrating his 44th birthday today. Let's see, who else do we have on this list as I go through it? I didn't even take the time to edit anything, Finn, so I'm doing this literally on the fly this morning. Let me tell you, editing a lot better than trying to do it on the fly. When your brain's still tired and it's still like holiday, we're still on holiday. Yeah. That's where my brain wants to be. It still's in bed and I'm trying to do things on the fly by thinking through them. It's never a good combination anyway. Michael Stuhlbarg, who is the gangster Arnold Rothstein on Empire Boardwalk, if that's a show that you've ever watched, Cy Feltz on Fargo, which might be something that people recognize a little bit more. He also is Richard Clarke on Hulu's The Looming Tower. He's celebrating his 56th birthday this weekend. Edie Falco is celebrating a birthday as well. Who didn't love her as Carmela Soprano on The Sopranos? Yes, yeah, she was so good. She was also the title character on the Showtime series Nurse Jackie, and she also played Hillary Clinton in American Crime Story Impeachment. She is celebrating her 61st birthday. Didn't she go through a breast cancer scare there for a while as well? Kind of took her out of Hollywood for a little bit. Yeah, but I think she's fabulous, and I think she's super, super talented.
Absolutely.
Mark Cohn, who won the Grammy for Best New Artist back in 1991, thanks to that big single, Walking in Memphis. He disappeared from our lives for years, literally years. You talk about somebody who just kind of fell off the face of the earth. Until August of 2005, when he was actually shot in the head during an attempted carjacking, he survived that, and then he promptly disappeared again. He is celebrating his 65th birthday this weekend.
And I think he used to be married to Elizabeth Vargas,
yes.
right?
Yes, are they still married?
I don't think
married?
They're together anymore.
No, I don't know. But yes, I remember that because she actually became the spokesperson for him while he was going through all of his recovery. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason everybody was so interested in the story for, among many other reasons. Yeah. Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis in the News. Oh, I love Huey Lewis. The Heart of Rock and Roll, I Want a New Drug, Hip to Be Square, Heart and Soul, and of course, the Back to the Future hit, Power of Love. He is 74 years old this weekend for Huey Lewis.
And did you see that at Glastonbury, Coldplay had Michael J. Fox join them on stage?
I did, which is actually really kind of cool. And I mean, we all know Michael J. Fox's struggles with Parkinson. So to see him get up there and sing and play guitar, I thought that was really, really awesome. So I'm always going to be a Michael J. Fox fan, though. Yeah. Not so much Coldplay. Like, I get it. It might be your favorite band, Mike. But, you know, come on now. There's better bands out there. I'm just saying. They lost me with the dancing daisies during the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, I was never like fully on their side, but then they got out to that Super Bowl halftime show a few years ago and they brought out the dancing daisies and I was like, what is happening right now? Yeah. It was weird.
I was always good with them until they started intermingling with people like Beyonce and when they started getting too poppy, then I started to lose interest.
Yeah, they kind of lost their sound and I think their original flow of how things went. And let's face it, Chris Martin with Gwyneth Paltrow, that was weird. It was weird. Yeah. I know they were married for a long time. I'm sure their kids are fabulous. Gwyneth Paltrow is a little bit one of those polarizing figures in Hollywood to me, though. People either love her or they don't. And I don't know. She came out with the weird candle a few years ago. She lost me. There was a lot of loss on that whole family side of things for me with Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow. Let's see. Who else do we have on this birthday list for celebrities? We have Cody Fearn, who played Michael Langdon on American Horror Story Apocalypse. He's 36 years old this weekend. Eva Green is also celebrating. Now, a lot of us will know her as Vanessa on Penny Dreadful. She was also Bond girl, Vesper Lynd in Casino Royale, and the witch who turns Johnny Depp into a vampire in Dark Shadows. And then she was also Artismia in 300 Rise of the Empire. Hope I pronounced that right. She is celebrating her 44th birthday this weekend.
Her. She's great.
She is a very good actress. Obviously, look at her resume. None of those roles are even close to related to anything. Right. And she's kind of been all over the spectrum as far as the roles she's taken. Kevin Hart, who doesn't love Kevin Hart? He's so funny. He is celebrating his 45th birthday today. Tia and Tamara Mowry, who were the twins on Sister Sister. Tamara is the one with the mole on her cheek. Tia is the one without it, if you ever get a close enough look at them. Otherwise, they really are hard to tell apart. They do have some differing features, though. They are celebrating their 46th birthday this weekend. I wonder if their kids tell them that they're old because they're the same age as Corey and I are.
Hopefully their kids think they're cool. I hope.
Hopefully. They might. Their kids are still young enough that mom is probably cool, though.
Right.
Speaking of artists, 50 Cent is celebrating his birthday this weekend. He's 49 years old. We have Jeffrey Rush on the list as well. He was Captain Barbossa in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and he played Colin Firth's speech therapist in The King's Speech. He is 73 years old.
I'm trying to remember if he won an Oscar. Did he win an Oscar for Shine?
He might have. Perhaps. Then we have the forgotten angel of Charlie's Angels. Her name was Tiffany, and we're talking about actress Shelley Hack. She is celebrating her 77th birthday. Was she kind of like the one who came in between, like on Three's Company? You know,
with
the
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. Like when she left, was this what Shelley Hack was as Tiffany, the Charlie's
Basically.
Angel? Okay.
Yeah. I try to keep that. That's a whole confusing plot line there,
right,
with the angels, because initially you had Jacqueline, Kate, and Farrah.
Right.
And then you had Cheryl, right? Cheryl Ladd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She was from Huron, South Dakota.
Hack. Yeah. It's all kind of a blur.
Yeah. Well, you know, and nobody was really watching them for their acting skills, let's be honest. I mean, it was what it was. The only reason Cheryl Ladd, I know that one, is because she literally grew up about 45 minutes from Mitchell, where I grew up. And there was a restaurant in that town called The Barn. And she worked there as a waitress when she was in high school. So they had like an entire wall devoted to her. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see. Sylvester Stallone is celebrating a birthday today. Getting older has not helped Sly talk any better. I can understand him less. Although I will say his new series that he has out, The Tulsa King, that's pretty darn good.
I haven't watched that yet. Yeah.
I'm not a huge Sly fan, but I do like The Tulsa King. It's not bad. He is 78 years old this weekend.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. George W. Bush, former president of the United States, also 78 years old. We have Fred Dreyer on the list. He was Sergeant Rick Hunter on the TV show Hunter. My dad was a huge fan of that show. He was also the first choice, by the way, to play Sam Malone on Cheers, if you need a little Trivial Pursuit this weekend. Yeah, he is also 78 this weekend. And then you got Burt Ward, who was Robin, the boy wonder. He is 79 years old this weekend. And the Dalai Lama is celebrating a birthday as well. The Dalai Lama is 89 years old this weekend. My goodness. Now, what I love is, you know, I hate to bring every conversation back to Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers met the Dalai Lama a few years ago when he was dating Danica Patrick. And I don't know.
One of these things just ain't
right?
like the others.
I know. Yeah. I wonder what the Dalai Lama thinks now, or if he even pays attention to media at all, because he's the Dalai Lama and he doesn't really need to, right? Let's be honest. Then when we get to the rest of our birthdays, because wait, there's more. I feel like Ron Popeil, set it and forget it kind of thing. Yeah. It's taking you way back in the time machine there with Ron Popeil and his infomercials. Ringo Starr is celebrating a birthday this weekend as well, Finn. He is going to be 84 years old for Ringo Starr.
The oldest of the Beatles.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, still so talented. I love Ringo Starr. I always thought he was a fun guy. Let's see. We have Dylan Sprayberry on the list. He was Scott's beta Liam on Teen Wolf and Olivia's brother Henry on Light as a Feather. Okay, those are words. He is celebrating his 26th birthday this weekend. We have Ashton Irwin celebrating. He was a member of 5 Seconds of Summer. He was the drummer for the group. Interestingly enough, 5 Seconds is how long the band lasted. He is celebrating his 30th birthday this weekend. From Fifth Harmony, Allie Brooke is 31 years old. We have Eve Hewson, who celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. Now, you might not know her as much as you know her dad, because she's Bono's daughter. She is 33 years old. Yeah, she was the Maid Marian in the Jamie Foxx Robin Hood movie and a nurse named Lucy on The Nick. Well, there you go. Those are two roles would explain why we know her dad better than her. We have Sinister Gates, part of Avenged Sevenfold. He's the lead guitarist. He wishes he could play half as well as his dad, though, who is Brian Hayner, who shreds as part of just an improv act. Anyway, Sinister Gates celebrating his 43rd birthday this weekend. Figure skater and Olympic silver medalist Michelle Kwan is 44 years old this weekend. Do you remember when she just took the Olympics by storm? My gosh, she was so phenomenal. Now, unfortunately, no figure skating in the Summer Olympics. That's going to be a little tougher. However, we get to watch the queen of gymnastics, Simone Biles, on the mat because, you know, I mean, Michelle Kwan, Simone Biles, they're both amazing athletes at what they do. So I'm very excited for the Summer Olympics this year. And I usually never am. It's not usually the one I get that excited about. The winter one is more my thing. But I think just knowing that that Simone Biles is going to try to make a comeback, I think that's going to be really cool.
This one, it seems like we're really watching strictly for the athletes. The winter one always is more, doesn't it always feel like more of an event?
Yes,
more of
absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, I think this one we get a little bit more in tune with the actual individual athletes for sure. I agree with that. Cree Summer, she played Freddie on one of my favorite shows of all time, A Different World. She's mostly been doing voice acting for cartoons really since then. She was the voice of Penny on Inspector Gadget, Susie Carmichael on The Rugrats, and Foxy Love on Drawn Together. She is 55 years old this weekend. Jim Gaffigan, who is a comedy god, he is 58 years old this weekend. So stinking funny.
Yeah.
Billy Campbell, who is the leader of the CDC team sent to the Arctic to control the outbreak on Sci-Fi's Helix. Long before that, though, people knew him as the Rocketeer. He is celebrating his 65th birthday. Joey Scarberry, we talked about him earlier this week when we were talking about our 4th of July playlist because he had that hit, The Greatest American Hero. 69 years old this weekend for Joey Scarberry. Shelley Duvall, love her. She is celebrating as well. She was Jack Nicholson's wife in The Shining, and she also played Olive Oil in Popeye. Oh my gosh, that is like a lost movie that I wish somebody had somewhere.
Popeye.
Because, wasn't Robin Williams in that with her?
Robin Williams was Popeye, yeah.
That's one that you can't find anywhere. And like for some reason, every once in a while, I'm like, you know what I really want to see right now? I want to see the Popeye movie. Why? It wasn't good. It was one of the worst movies ever, honestly. But for some reason, it was a cult classic. And I just, to me, it was, or it should have been.
It was
and
different. That's what I'll say. It was a different kind of movie.
But yeah. I'd love to be able to find that somewhere. And I don't believe hardly anybody has it streaming, at least that I've been able to find. Anyway,
I have the soundtrack actually on vinyl.
Do you
vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. See, that's cool. Yeah. Shelley Duvall is celebrating her 75th birthday, and if you think that you haven't seen her recently, it's because you haven't. She's actually battling mental health issues these days.
Yeah.
And then finally, we wrap up our list with Doc Severinsen, who is the band leader for Johnny Carson's, or was, I should say, for Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. 25 years, he and Johnny and Ed McMahon were on stage together. Doc retired when Johnny did, which only made sense. He is celebrating his 97th birthday this weekend. Oh my goodness. He was pretty talented though. Doc Severinsen could have done a lot of things, right? Besides be Johnny's band leader, although that was a pretty good gig and he was really good at it. But Doc's always been pretty darn talented.
I think that was pretty much a class act when he said, Johnny's going, I'm going to go too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree. Totally agree with that. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary this weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, we make it super easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to Blast Off!
to family fun at Circus World.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with DES Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about DES's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DESTactical.com. That's DESTactical.com of Baraboo.